You don't stop hearing it. Journey debuted this song in 1981. It was a top 40 hit back then, and Don't Stop Believin' has become even more popular over the last 38 years. As part of our American Anthem series, Robin Farzad of member station VPM has the story of a song that's become an inspiration for people across generations.
Jonathan Cain was a struggling, down-on-his-luck rocker in the 1970s. He was ready to quit the L.A. music scene.
Everything had been going wrong. Girlfriend left, dog got hit by a car. I called my father for some money. I said, Dad, I'm out of cash here.
Cain asked his dad if he should move back to Chicago.
And he told me, you know, we've always had a vision, son, and don't stop believing. And so I had a lyric book next to me, and I wrote it down in my lyric book.
He finally got his big break when Journey recruited him as its new keyboardist. Frontman Steve Perry asked Jonathan Cain to write a song for the upcoming album, Escape. Cain's dad's advice inspired his insistent and now famous piano opening. Steve Perry brought soaring vocals. And Neil Sean, his guitar sounding like a midnight train whizzing right past you. The song builds and releases, culminating in the chorus, finally arriving more than three quarters of the way into the track.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight people.
Critic Deborah Frost didn't even mention Don't Stop Believin' by name in her record review for Rolling Stone, which gave the Journey album 2 out of 5 stars.
I would have given it a -100. Just incredibly cheesy, cheesy track.
Maybe so, but it's incredibly popular. According to Nielsen Music, Don't Stop Believin' now holds the record as the most downloaded 20th century song. A song birthed in the era of mixtapes and rock radio found its glory in the era of binge TV and streaming. Its revival started with Adam Sandler's 1998 comedy, The Wedding Singer. In 2003, Charlize Theron used Don't Stop Believin' in her Oscar-winning turn in Monster. In 2007, The Sopranos ended with that tense diner scene soundtrack to Don't Stop Believin'. Downloads of the song soared. Then, in 2009, the hit TV show Glee covered the song. Again, downloads, both the original track and the Glee cover, spiked. It landed in a Broadway musical as the rally song for the Chicago White Sox 2005 World Series run. Don't Stop Believin' is an anthem for persevering and keeping the faith. The singer in a smoky room and smell of wine and cheap perfume evokes Jonathan Cain's struggling days on L.A.'s Sunset Strip.
And I said, I really believe this song is about wanting to make it, you know, and you're not stuck where you think you're stuck in life, you know, that you're able to get out the same way I get out of Chicago, to not stop believing.
And here's where the story takes an unlikely turn. Steve Perry left the band in 1998, and for a decade, Journey could not find the lead singer who could pull off Perry's legendary tenor altino. Guitarist Neil Sean was desperate. Late one night on YouTube, he discovered a lounge singer in the Philippines covering the band's ballads. He reached out to the young man, Arnel Pineda, a formerly homeless kid. He thought he was being pranked. In 2007, the band flew him to the U.S. and hired him. A fairy tale story that was the subject of the documentary Don't Stop Believin', Every Man's Journey. Here's Pineda singing with Journey.
Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Arnel Pineda says the story of Don't Stop Believin' felt like his own story after living on Manila's streets and sleeping in a park. He spoke with Oprah Winfrey in 2009.
I never dreamed that big. All I wanted was, you know, to be able to get out of it, the pain and the poverty, and, you know, live decently.
Brett, come on up.
A world away in Richmond, Virginia, the spirit of the song animates karaoke night. It's Midnight Tuesday at Sticky Rice, a sushi joint that hosts the college town's most raucous sing-along. The restaurant is fully packed, and the line is out the door.
So ladies and gentlemen, don't be shy, here we go!
20-something Shilpa Gangacetti and Matt Malone are tonight's lucky believers, prevailing over at least five other karaokeers who requested the Journey anthem.
I'm an Indian American, actually, and this song is something that my parents know, and this came out right before my parents came to this country. So it's really interesting because there aren't too many cultural things that we can relate on, but I know this is a song that my dad knows.
It's like Itsy Bitsy Spider, Miss Mary Mac, but exactly. Like once you get into middle school, it's like Don't Stop Believing, and like that, you have to know it.
Yeah.
No, it was good.
Everyone
for me.
Hates to love it.
Even the folks stuck outside, they're under a streetlight. Press against the windows and mouth lyrics.
Small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. There's a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
Whether you sing along ironically or straight, whether it won you over on rock radio, mixtape, iTunes, binge TV, or at a cappella lessons, it's a mainstay at bar mitzvahs and weddings. For whatever reason, Don't Stop Believing is an anthem for sticking it out. And it goes on and on. For NPR News, I'm Robin Farzad.